He's dummy.
I can handle things. I'm smart. Not like everybody says. Like dumb, I'm smart, and I want respect.
I mean, maybe you will, maybe you won't. I don't know.
Who's
on first?
Who's on first?
No.
Wasn't there a bar called Who's on First?
Yeah.
There was. Who's? Yep. We used to call it Who's back in Boston.
Did you?
You're going to Who's?
You guys are fucking dorks.
I was the biggest stud back in the day.
Oh, man.
Holy shit.
Oh, man.
Old Navy jeans.
Oh, shit.
Rugby shirt. UMaine hockey hat.
And fucking Adidas shell toes.
Begging not to get laid.
Yeah.
No, I just had regular, like, what, Adidas. Like,
yeah, yeah.
$30 Adidas.
Well, shell toes weren't much more than that, were they?
Looking back. No, but they had style. Looking That's back true. On it, I don't know.
Could have cleaned up, but you just had no game.
If I just pegged those motherfucking pants.
Yeah, that would have done it.
I would have been bad and clean up.
If I just fucking, those Z Cavaricis.
I used to go to just, Who's on First and just slam Bud Lights for like $3 a Bud Light.
Gross.
Watered down versions, like 15 or 16 of those.
15 or 16?
Go home empty. Yeah.
15 totally. Or 16 beers?
Yeah. They're like crowd control beers, though. They're not real. It's fucking Bud Light. It's not like real beer.
It's like rubber bullets.
Yeah, exactly.
Of beer.
That's right.
Crowd control. What's up, man? It's been a while.
It has been a while.
Where have you been?
Busy couple of weeks. Well, I'll tell you where I was.
Oh, let's hear this. Let's do a half hour of where you were.
Da, 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 da. Well, it's been 2 weeks. Got a lot of stories. Went on spring break. Kids had spring break this past week. Yeah. Went to one of the nation's most beautiful natural resources, Big Bend National Park. National. It is a gem.
Where is Big Bend?
Right in the old trousers. Oh. Hi-yo.
No, that's Big Bend.
Set it up. That's Little Sorry. it is right on the Mexico border. So it's it borders Mexico, right on Rio Grande or Rio Grande. Depends on what part of Taco Bell you purchase from.
South of the border.
Grande Burrito. Yeah, it's way down there. It's like 7 hours away. It's a long fucking haul.
Yeah.
So went down there for the week, bounced around a bunch of places. It's beautiful. Yeah. I mean, it really is. I mean, it looks like the Rockies. It's so majestic.
We skipped Big Bend when we did our cross country trip.
Just because
we came here.
Huge mistake.
Did we? Because we saw just about everything else that you can see.
No, man, I'm telling you.
Yeah. We'll go there eventually.
Yeah, it was great. We
you camp while you're there?
No, we stayed in like a couple of lodges.
Yeah.
And by the way,
Econo Lodge?
No, we stayed at in Sonora, Texas, which is about 3 or 4 hours west of here.
Yeah.
One of Sonora's best 2-star hotels.
Ooh.
Called the Choice Inn.
Ooh.
Ooh, what a fucking dump. This was an absolute shithole.
Yeah, but it got 2 stars, so it could have been that bad.
It was their best 2-star.
Yeah, okay.
There were a couple of them, a couple 1-stars, but the best one was a 2-star, and that was it.
Yeah.
So we stayed overnight there and then went into Fort Davis, which is just on the outskirts of Big Bend. And that was very interesting, too, because it was a Union fort.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, that was taken over by the Confederates. Little known fact, somehow they conned African Americans into being part of the Confederate Army. I don't know how that happened. I cannot imagine the conversation that would have been held to be like, hey, fellas, listen.
I'm pretty sure it's either you're going to do this or you're going to die.
Nah, I don't know. Maybe word didn't leak down that far.
Oh, really?
They just didn't know what they were fighting
for. Close to Mexico?
They were like, states' rights. Yeah, I'm down.
Yeah, let's do it, man.
Yeah.
Thanks, Whoops. Billy Bob.
They make it sound like they paid fair wage. This place might have been a little bit.
Oh, they might have been leaning a certain way.
No, they might have. You know, it's Texas. Who knows what the fuck's going on down here?
That's true.
Might have been trying to cover up a little bit. Hey, listen, because they even said like we pay these cats a fair wage, exactly how much we paid white guys who died during the bunk. But the coolest part was the hospital. You get to tour like the hospital, and they'll show you how they used to do brain surgery and like cut limbs off. Like they have actual saws in there, and how they used to like bore a hole in people's heads.
Yeah, like just bloodletting and stuff. Like,
yeah, exactly.
Stick a leech in the guy's brain.
It's honestly not that much different than it is today. I mean,
you've had those soldier shoulder surgeries.
Yeah.
The same way.
That's how, yeah, the old sawbones cut into my fucking arm. Big dummy.
Yeah.
So World War II doctor. So that was pretty.
Did you see any wildlife were you out there, or was it just pretty stuff?
No. I was hoping to see some mountain lions, hoping to see some bear, some brown bear.
You'll never see a mountain lion.
No. There's like 24 of them, though, in the park somewhere. But everywhere we went hiking, like, there was these huge, expansive cliffs and stuff with, like, you know, caves, and we would try to, like, climb up there and go in them, hoping to be attacked by a mountain lion. Yeah. Never happened.
Yeah.
But it was beautiful. And I tell you what, as beautiful as it is, the people that work there couldn't be bigger pricks.
Really?
The worst. The fucking worst.
It's not like you're getting Chuck Norris's cousin to give you a tour.
This ain't Chuck Norris's cousin. Yeah. These people, as my father-in-law put it, they're government workers. So what do you expect from them?
Yeah.
It fell right into his paradigm of, you know, government workers are assholes. And
he was with you?
Oh, he loved it. Yeah. He loved it because he complained the entire time.
Oh, beautiful.
Also saw his dick again. Oops. Was in a room. Was trying to get ready for dinner.
Yeah.
Dropped his pants because, you know.
Just why not?
He's got a plan. He's got an agenda. He's got things to do.
Yeah.
Just because I'm in the room doesn't mean he's not going to, you know, pretty much.
Close your eyes, queer.
Side dick me.
Yeah. If you don't want to see it, stop staring. Why don't you pick your jaw up off the floor, pussy?
Americans. You lousy Americans.
Yeah.
So that wasn't on the trail map, I tell you what. But when you first come in, they give you like, hey, here's a generic trail. The fucking place is enormous.
Of course.
They give you a generic trail map and they're like, here he goes. But there's different specific parts of the park that have, you know, you would need a bigger trail map to actually follow the trails. So we hit this one part of, I think it was like, God, was it the Rio Grande Village or something like that? And went into the visitor center and saw one of the rangers there. And said, hey, can I get a trail map? Guy looks at me for like 10 seconds and is like, you got one when you came into the park, didn't you? I left it at the house or whatever. Yeah. Can I get another one? And he's like, did you actually even register to get into the park? He just starts grilling me about it. So finally he gives one up. It gives me the list and he's like, don't lose this one of the stack of a million that he's got going on for himself. So that was the typical, like, running into the park ranger story. Then we go into one of the lodges to get coffee. One of the kids is there and says, hey, can I get chocolate milk? So I said, yeah, you know, can we get a chocolate milk? Do you have chocolate milk? And he says, no, we have milk and I have chocolate. I said, so that's a yes. And he says, well, I would have to take the chocolate, put it in the milk and stir it up. I mean, I don't have chocolate milk just waiting around for people. I said, that'd be fine.
Yeah.
Just go ahead, pour it in.
Yeah. We'll make this work.
The worst.
Yeah.
And this guy, he's got a lazy eye.
Oh, how dare he?
Like he's got some, like a one up on me.
Yeah. You say, I know, because you're looking at the milk and the chocolate at the same time and on two different sides of the room.
Exactly.
You fucking wall-eyed dick.
Stupid bastard. But, I mean, these people have to, they must stay there for a week and then go back home because there's nowhere near there where you can stay.
Yeah. I mean, they must, I think that's got a high rate of suicide, that job, doesn't it? Park ranger and toll booth operator.
Restaurant?
Right up there.
Park ranger does?
Yeah, I think so.
We snuck into Mexico.
No way.
We didn't sneak in. I guess actually you do sneak into Mexico if you go. This is how fucked up. These arbitrary lines of like, you know, who owns what and where it is.
Man,
The Rio Grande River. We do need a wall.
Yeah. Show us exactly where.
The interesting thing about this, everybody down there, even the park ranger at the border where you go over, it's a park ranger. They're the ones that man it. When you go to the border, you go to this little town right over the border and there's nothing for like 200 more miles in Mexico. So they have like this thing going on where they kind of, you know, let the business go through. But the park ranger was like, you don't need a fucking, you know, there's no wall needed here. No one's coming through here. You'd have to travel through the Chihuahuan desert.
You'd be dead.
Like 100 miles. Yeah. So it was interesting. It was a good time. Kids had a blast. You know, there's no cell service. So nothing gets through.
They were in nature.
None of my dick pics went through to anybody. Just get a stack of them with that question mark and the circle around it. Which is good because it gives you time to rethink it. Maybe take another shot.
Yeah, you're like, you know what? This is not the best angle.
I don't like the lighting on that one.
Yeah.
Too many curlies.
So, what is that it? Did that?
That was it.
How long were you there?
We were there for a week.
Yeah.
And yesterday, there was talk of us staying over somewhere, like to break up the trip. And I was like, fucking hell no. I'm done. I want to get home. So, yesterday was like a 13-hour driving day.
Worth it.
It was. Yeah. It was. I got all jacked up on
Mountain Dew.
Roadside coffee.
Well, we went to...
Oh, I'm sorry.
I mean...
That's the rest of my story, Dennis. What did you do?
Thank you.
Dick.
We went to...
The guitar shop? Weekend. How many fucking guitars do you need to have?
Yeah,
you got three guitars behind you.
We got the girl a guitar now.
Okay.
Yeah. So
but there's three
rock
of them.
Yeah, my son's and then mine.
Wait a minute, the girl. You mean... You mean your wife? Your lady?
No, that's for my daughter.
Your son's guitar is tiny compared to the other pink
guitar. Yeah, we weren't expecting it to be that big when it showed up.
Oh, so. It's a boy.
So last weekend we went to, what the fuck is it called? Why are you looking at that? Oh no, phone call coming in.
Yeah,
hold on.
Phone call coming from the
coming
from HQ. Hang on for a second.
Okay.
Hey.
All right,
man. So when the house burns down, what are you calling me for? Call the fire department.
Yeah.
They're the professionals.
Stupid idiot.
Speaking of which,
all right.
Other phone calls you should make, Dennis. 14finches.com. 14finches.com for all of your graphic design needs.
New shirts coming sometime in 2019.
Hopefully before the website gets up and running.
Yeah.
Which people keep... Actually, people will stop asking about.
Yeah, I don't blame them.
But the website people are still asking about, Texas Pharmacy Consultants. Texas Pharmacy Consulting or Consultants?
Yes.
Let's go with Texas Pharmacy Consulting.
They are... he is branching out to Europe right now.
Really?
Yes.
On the European business
he's
tour.
On the European... Yes, exactly what you said. European. European.
European.
So, yeah, in Paris, France.
France. I see London. I see France. I see a business opportunity for TPC.
Good luck, fellas.
A lot of people say, what does TPC do? I don't really understand. Well, neither do we. But I imagine it goes something like this. Your wife finally kicks that heroin, but you kind of still need that methadone. TPC is going to help him make sure that that prescription stays clean all the way through her next relapse.
Wow.
Something like that?
Yeah. Yeah. Damn wives and their heroin addiction. So.
Before.
We were so rudely interrupted.
How fucking dare you? My house is on fire.
Yeah, but it was a small fire. Kitchen fire. Come on.
I put it out.
We went to, last weekend, the Sherwood Forest Fair. Okay. Have you been?
I have been waiting for you to doff me with tales of glory and woe.
Have you ever been?
No.
Okay.
There was a
way
big
going.
One. Remember this?
Way going.
Are we?
Way going.
Are we setting up a booth?
This place is unbelievable.
Is it really?
Okay? Yeah. It's just a little taste of the...
Glimpse me.
Yeah.
Holy catfish.
So I'm showing her some pictures that I took. So I go up
does
to
that
the,
woman
this
have
group.
Bat ears?
elf ears. So I went up to that group.
That's an elf?
I'm like, hey, let me take some pictures. Do you mind? No. And they're all smiling. I go, don't smile. So like, that's why they're all looking like that. They're serious faces.
Oh, man. Chad from IT with the flask on his hip. Good for him.
I was... Out of all the men there, I was in the best shape of all of them.
Clearly.
Yeah.
So this one with the red hair, exactly what I thought was going to happen, the old busty. The elf ears on the largest woman here, she looks like an orc. Like an elf.
Exactly.
And then this guy's got the wooden mead cup.
Oh, yeah.
They and he's also those. Got...
We had mead. I had mead while I was there. It's gross.
Yeah, is it?
Yeah,
really?
It's pretty gross.
Shocker. Yeah. Now, who's Dr. Mengele right here with the canisters of green ooze and then a gigantic needle?
He's just a guy.
Let's try to guess what these people do for work.
Chad,
IT, right there. Administrative assistant?
No, IT.
Okay.
IT. And IT.
No way.
No, I know.
Medical health professional. She's like a nurse's aide. A nurse's aide. This guy works at a coffee shop part-time. Oh, because he's not reliable enough to get the full-time gig yet.
Oh, she is a Walmart greeter.
No way. And this guy absolutely is the IT guy.
Yeah. There's more pictures for you to scroll through.
Oh, is there?
Yeah.
So
that's a group of four.
We're gonna put this picture up, but
yeah, there's many pictures.
What we're gonna do is we're gonna put the picture up. We're never gonna do it.
That's true.
There's a picture of a gentleman with a nurse's bonnet on that looks also like Robin Hood.
There's a lot of Robin Hood looking fellas there.
Wow.
There is a wizard, Merlin.
So I'm just as interested in seeing these cats that are just strolling through with regular.
Oh, yeah. It's the best.
This guy's
good.
It
is the best people watching you've ever done.
So tell me about the event.
I went up to get a beer.
Yeah.
And she's like, hello, fine gentlemen. How are you this eve? And I'm like, oh, I'm good. What? She's like, she starts to get me the, I'm like, oh, I have a mead, please. Oh, which mead would you be preferring? And so I'm like, yeah, that one. She goes to pour and she's like, oh, keg's tapped. We're going to get a new keg. I'm like, oh, Doth has to get the new keg at that. And she's like, oh, you hear the dragon fire when it kicks in. What? Oh, you gotta be kidding me.
Is that what it's called?
Yeah.
About the dragon fire when it fires out. Yeah. So did you say, ah, a beer wench?
Yeah. They are. They have wenches and we're waiting in line to buy tickets and there's a wench walking around. She got like a couple of her teeth blacked out and she's like dropping stuff and bending over and showing her butt to people and like laughing and like it was funny.
And, is that Cersei Lannister there?
Yes. No, that's the mother of dragons.
Really?
It's Daenerys Targaryen and Jon Snow.
That's Jon Snow?
That's Jon Snow.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
He looks more like who is that guy who is like Jon Snow's uncle whose face is falling off because he's like half a ghoul? That's who that guy looks like.
That's Bob Snow.
Yeah. Larry Snow?
Yeah.
Sir Lawrence Snow.
So.
What the fuck is this guy?
It's so funny. People have handmade stuff and like they go all out. They spend a lot of money.
If you showed me that picture and you said I'm at the BDSM fucking conference in Tampa, I'd say yeah, it's the same thing.
It's so great. It was a really good time. So we walk in. So the lady with the fake like blacked out teeth is like, oh, come to the wenches thing at this time. So you get a big map, but the place is fucking huge.
Yeah, and where is it?
It's in McDade, Texas, which is just right outside of Bastrop.
Okay? Really?
And it's there for, 3 months out of the year or something like that. They do it.
Really?
Yeah. And they have like a big old castle and like all these different things set up. They had like magicians and it was a good time. The kids actually had a blast. And we walk in. The lady with the fake teeth, blah, blah. We walk in, buy the tickets, go in. First lady who's there giving out maps and stuff really has no teeth. Then we go through. It goes downhill so fast.
So
of fucking human being that's in there.
Yeah,
it was unbelievable.
Wait, the person, the regular old Joe.
Everyone's dressed up, who works there, but real no teeth. Like
they were oh,
just,
really?
Oh, it was gross.
Carny.
Yeah. So we're walking around. The kids got to ride a horse for the first time. They run around on a horse. They get like shitty like death trap carnival rides that the kids had a blast on. And I walk by and there's a jester with like in a stock, like his he's up high, face out and hands out.
Yeah.
And you could throw tomatoes at him for $5. So I'm like, fucking money on the table.
Yeah.
I'm like, let's do this thing. So they get the tomatoes and they gut the tomatoes. So they get like a sieve, like plum tomatoes, and they take out the middle part. So it's like just a ball of mush that you're throwing at them.
Yeah, it's not
so,
like them.
Exactly. So we're there and there's a sign that says
bring your own tomatoes.
No, it says adult content over this way. So
adult content?
Yes.
Like in this area.
Yes. So the guy, first thing he says, he goes, hey, look at this kid. look at this, kids. Your dad's actually taking food away from his mouth and not shoving it in like he usually is.
Gesture?
Yes. He's like, how are you throwing anything with those sausage fingers of yours? And he's up high, and the sign is low, and you're like standing in front of the sign. So I like the first one I throw, I'm like, oh, you're going to hit the sign if you throw it the right way.
Yeah.
So I got to throw a sidearm. And he goes, and it was St. Patrick's Day when we went. So I'm wearing like a Irish shirt, and I got my Irish hat on. He's like, hey, your shirt and hat say you're Irish, but I'm getting a real Pollock vibe from you. I'm getting a real Pollock vibe.
Are you kidding me?
Oh, swear to God. He goes, hey, look at this guy throwing. He's getting them bingo arms every time he's flapping. He goes, your aim is terrible. Your eyesight is about as good as the guy who tattooed your bicep. He's fucking roasting me. I'm dying laughing. This guy was fucking killing me. It was so great.
Did you get his name?
No, he was way up high. Like, it was so funny, though.
Nobody who works there has a sense of humor.
Yeah.
So where'd they get this guy?
Oh, my God. He was hilarious. He was fucking nailing me, I'm telling you.
I'm getting a Pollock vibe.
Yeah, he's getting a real Pollock vibe. Like, what the fuck? It was so good.
That's pretty funny.
Oh my! It was so funny.
I guess it is. It's a little non-PC. The crowd. Yeah.
So they have like adult sections that it's like you go to this area and it's like adult entertainment where they'll swear and they'll do like
yeah.
you know, crazy shit. So it's,
can you bring the kids?
Yeah, yeah. We brought the kids.
Yeah.
So you can, and we went to like the kids stuff.
Yeah.
You know, they have like a parade that kind of marches through, and it's like the king on the horses and stuff, and they're throwing candy and tokens out and shit. And,
yeah.
But like,
and the other side, it's cock rings and condoms.
Yeah, pretty much. You know, and then food, like, you know, they got like the turkey legs and all that bullshit there. And it was a good time, though. We really had a good time.
Well, no, go back. Let's flesh out this adult entertainment side.
We didn't get to go to the adult entertainment side.
Why?
Because we're with the kids.
You just told me they would let them in.
What are you talking about?
So scroll through.
What do you mean?
Scroll. Walk into the adult entertainment side with the kids.
Like, it's a bar. It's bars and stuff for the where they're doing it. And they'll have like comedians up there, like jesters, but they're doing comedy and stuff.
Yeah. Your kids are young enough. They don't understand. Listen, just had a guy call you a Pollock in front of the kids.
They don't know what a Pollock is.
It's the biggest insult ever.
It is. Yeah. Crush me, that guy.
That's awesome.
Yeah. It was, that was my, the highlight of the thing, though, was this guy just ragging on me.
Really?
Yeah, it was funny.
My kids could handle it. As you can see, one of them called and was crying after watching Shazam, the movie.
Yeah. Terrifying, that movie.
Yeah. Movie's pretty good.
So you went and saw Shazam. I went to the Asian Market Fest.
Yeah.
And kids would not try any of the food there.
I don't blame them.
Gross. Blew, yeah. I don't want it. Blew, spit it out. So they just ate snow cones while we were there.
Really?
Not a round ass in that whole place. It was just flat asses and shitty haircuts the whole time.
Bunch of me's running around.
Exactly, yeah.
If one of them was standing on the other one's shoulders, it would be like looking at me.
Yeah, but I actually saw a kid. I went when I moved here.
Yeah.
For listeners who don't know, I went back to college and I graduated.
Five
years ago. But there's one kid.
Melon. Hey, Melon, we need you.
The triple Lindy. There's one kid who, he was older like me, and we would have class together. So, like, before class, we would go, like, because it was all the way in Round Rock.
Yeah.
We would carpool up, and we would stop and get a couple of beers before class and stuff at TGI Fridays. And, we had a presentation once, and we were both shit-faced for the presentation. We had a couple too many because we were prepping for the thing. And but I saw him there, and I haven't seen him since I graduated, what, 5-6 years ago.
So he's Asian?
No, he's not. He was with his Mexican girlfriend, but he's a white dude.
Yeah.
Big,
close enough.
Red beard. But it was funny to just see him there because I haven't seen him forever, and we saw each other, spotted each other.
Yeah.
Kissed hard. Hard, solid.
I bet.
It was so hot.
You better ring this up a little better.
Yep.
So what kind of stuff did they do? Was this the Chinese festival?
It is an Asian festival, so it's all different parts of Asia. So basically you have like one section of Asia will be on one side.
Like India?
India's there. China, Thai, Cambodian food. Like
Filipinos.
It's all just food carts.
Yeah.
The tents, really. Food tents. And then people trying to sell their, you know, my specialty soy sauce and bullshit.
Like fucking DVD. What the fuck? I don't know.
That thing going to collapse?
It looks like it's falling over, doesn't it?
It really does.
So do they have like bootleg DVDs there?
Yeah, they have. Yeah, they have like Rolexes, fake Rolexes.
You think bootleg DVDs are still a thing?
No. Bootleg MP3s.
Really? Because I went in and took a video of Shazam today. Yeah, I was hoping maybe I could sell it for a couple of shekels.
Hey, I'll give you $5.
It wasn't bad, that Shazam movie.
Yeah.
I tell you what.
That's Zachary Levi.
He's a funny cat. He's a funny cat.
He made you Levi's tight in the crotch area?
He did. He absolutely did. Guy's got some muscles on him.
It's weird because he never did. But it was also the outfit he wore, wasn't it?
No, it's a muscle outfit. But you could tell he was throwing the weights around. Those guys always get on the juice for those rules.
Fuck, yeah. Allegedly. You tell me when to play the next Batman?
Yeah.
Fucking juicing up.
You're playing the next Batman. Let's pretend like you are and come back in 3 months. See what happens.
Let's be serious here. I'm playing the Penguin if I'm playing anybody. Okay. That's the truth of the matter.
That is the truth of the matter.
Yeah, man.
Shazam. Who would have thought they'd make Shazam into a movie?
I mean, it's kind of the dumbest superhero, but he's basically Superman, right? He has all the powers of the Greek gods or something.
He's basically Superman. Yeah. He's got all the powers. I'm trying to think, what the fuck was Shazam? Was it a cartoon when we were growing up?
No. I don't think so. I think it was always a comic book.
No. Well,
maybe it was a cartoon. I don't know.
No, I think it was a cartoon also.
Yeah.
I think this is one of those things where they were kind of dumbing down the Deadpool thing, you know?
Yeah.
A little hammed up the comedy. And they didn't do the fourth wall breaking. So
they better not.
No.
That's
Deadpool only.
That's Deadpool only.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Anyway, that's what I've been up to, my man.
Me
hanging
too,
out
man.
With the fam, just doing the family thing.
Yep.
Can't wait.
Same here.
It was awesome.
You ready to go back to work Monday?
No.
Applebee's?
Fucking hate it. No, I don't work there anymore.
What?
Yeah, I don't work there anymore. Cracker Barrel.
Oh, man, I am hitting you up.
Back to the Cracker Barrel.
Cracker Barrel is the shit.
Cracker Barrel is the shit. It gives you the shits.
I'll take it because its stuff is delicious.
Yeah. Well, is it really?
I love it.
I've never worked there before, so I don't know. What should I expect?
You should expect a lot of cowboy boots, wicker chairs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Outside, they sell like wicker chairs and wicker rocking chairs and tables and shit. They get that peg game where it's like a triangle. It's got the holes in it, and they put the golf tees in, and about one golf tee is missing. You got to jump the shit, and if you leave 4, you're a moron. 3, you're pretty smart.
Yeah.
2, you're almost a genius. 1, you're fucking Einstein, man.
For that place.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But no, that's a real game that they have on the table.
I don't think they have Cracker Barrels in most major metropolises.
That's not true.
I almost got that out as a full word.
Metropolises.
Hey, you have any jokes this week?
Nope. You?
Dick. Yep.
Literally, we emailed back and forth, and I said,
you gave me a premise.
Listen, no. I said, to you, how about jokes this week? And you said, you, as in, I'm a joke. And I said, wow, that's savage. I said, like, I mean, this is savage. And you go, okay, savage it is. That's
I didn't
what
know.
Happens.
Yeah, I was like, how am I going to make savage into a joke? By the way, I didn't. Yeah, so there was no premise, but that doesn't mean I should stop doing it because I'm going full Goldman on this thing. I told you about that.
I did put my name in last week and did not get.
And so you just quit and said, I'm
no,
not
then I had a
week.
Really busy week, so suck my balls.
So you couldn't put it back in?
Correct. Yeah.
Shove it in, even if it's
that
busy.
Busy of a week.
All right, you ready?
Hell yeah.
Ever shove your head in a urinal just to see what the mint tastes like?
Nope.
It's kind of the start of a joke.
That was a joke.
Nah, really. Yeah. Start of a joke.
This is a story.
When I was in third grade, I had a crush on a girl named Janet. Names like Janet, kids don't have names like that anymore. If I met a girl with a name like Janet, it would probably be the first time since third grade. And then, bam, roundhouse kick to the face. I hate that bitch. She broke up with me and stole my GoBots. Boom, Janet.
You brought that garbage in and then said something to me about not having jokes.
Nah, I didn't.
That was fucking dumb.
I got another one about flipping the... Man, I get good shit. And then I got one I think we've done about a million times.
This is about...
blowing yourself.
Yeah. It's America.
That's what they call rote at this point.
How is your yoga? You still doing yoga?
I had to take a couple weeks off for this, or a week off for this thing. It's bothering the shit out of me.
You missing it?
Yeah. Feeling not so great. I gotta get realigned. I'm digging it, though. Man, I'm telling you, man, you gotta jump in.
Nope.
Oh, yeah. Why not?
Nah, man.
I mean, not nah, man. Why not?
Man. Nah, man.
No.
I have zero time to go to the gym, so.
Neither do I.
Yeah, you do.
I still make it.
How?
Fucking do whatever I want.
Yeah.
I run this shit. Oh, over damn. Here.
Nah. I don't run nothing.
It is challenging because they don't have really like the basic classes in the morning, so you got to figure out when to go. Cracker Barrel offers an opportunity to go during the day on Friday.
Man.
Yeah. Cracker Barrel Corporate says you have to offer people the opportunity to go to like these wellness classes. So this one happens to be on Friday at like 1 o'clock, which is perfect. So you just kind of go and then cut out.
Damn. That's nice.
And you say, sayonara, Mr. Henderson, I'm not working that late shift.
Yeah, suck my balls.
On a Friday, I don't care if you call a staff meeting at 3 o'clock. Ain't fucking happening.
Yeah, someone else can make this Reuben sandwich, you fucking asshole.
Mr. Heffernan. Fella Greg going to make a comeback at some point.
You said Henderson, and then you changed to Heffernan.
Well, I said Henderson because I wasn't going to do Heffernan, but then I was like, Fella Greg.
Fella Greg needs
Fella Greg, I'm going to just please. Mr. Heffernan. Ain't gonna make me come back and work, Mr. Heffernan. Get the fuck out of here with your fucking punk ass.
Mr. Heffernan?
Mr. Heffernan? I work at accounts receivable. I'm a businessman. Man.
Hey, what? I'll tell you what. Let's talk about some news.
Why don't we? Beep, 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 beep.
So did you take a flight to...
Hey, let's talk about good segues. I'll tell you what a shitty flight is. Spirit. Don't ever fucking take Spirit.
Why not?
Because they offer like, you know, they'll be like, hey.
$16 seat.
Hey, right? let me tickle the old Sakaroo with a $38 seat and then, you know, shove you into a fucking sardine can.
Yeah.
Oh, that's awful.
Gets what you pay for.
Although, you think when you're on those planes, you're like, how is this thing not going to crash? And yet... planes don't really crash.
No.
Well, some of them do lately, but for the most part.
Yeah, but that's in like Asia. Those planes crash all the time.
I know. This is an American plane.
Yeah. American plane.
Unless you're driving into a building, you're not going to crash.
That's true. Yeah.
You're not going to crash an American plane. Not on my watch, motherfucker. Well, all right. Anyway, a lot of stuff in the news about people flying airlines just being classics. JetBlue passenger kicked off flight after yelling about child spitting at others. We have some video footage of a drunken JetBlue passenger throwing a tantrum that has gone viral. Valerie Gonzalez was reportedly taking a JetBlue flight from Fort Lauderdale, Hollywood International Airport to Vegas on Thursday, about 2 months ago, when she became upset that she was seated next to a three-year-old. And boy, did she get upset. Got that video on hand?
Sorry. I didn't do anything wrong.
So at this point, they're asking her to leave the flight.
Yeah, she's on FaceTime with someone.
Okay. I'm going to miss my... And then the next flight, they said I can't.
No, she's talking to her mother.
Yeah, she's hammered.
So I can't. I'm not getting off this flight.
Like, imagine going fucking...
Oh, you want to fucking pay me? Viral bitches.
There's a three-year-old next to her.
I won't get paid.
And then she spits on somebody.
Yeah.
And she ain't having it.
I'll tell you what. I think she's in those extra legroom seats.
She paid for it.
I didn't do anything. What did I do? What did I do?
You're the obnoxious bitch.
Oh, I love it.
Yo, someone make this viral. If you don't make this viral, make it viral. What the fuck did I do? I called someone old because they were?
That's true.
I'll get my bag.
Yeah, and now, so the camera at this point, she's...
I'll take my fucking shit.
You will take your shit. She's bumped up against the... This guy is just totally videotaping this. Yeah. It's just all ass shots.
Yeah, he's just trying to see what she ate for breakfast.
Fuck.
Man, he's all up in her
beehole. I didn't do anything. I sat down in my seat.
That's right.
And I asked to go somewhere else.
This guy's laughing. The guy in front of her.
I get kicked off. Okay. All right. Tape this. Who's taping this? Fuck all y'all. Fuck you! I'm getting off the plane!
Whoa.
Don't touch my shit! I'll get off the plane!
She threw a
sunglasses. Get my shit off the fucking under thing!
Get my shit off the under thing!
Man, she's getting really indignant.
Indignant?
Yeah. Oh no.
Oh, because I called someone old, I get kicked off the fucking plane. Bye!
This is my favorite part. She's just talking to her mother again.
Enjoy yourself in Vegas, babies! Vegas, baby, Vegas! I'll be there in an hour!
She's wearing heels? I think she's wearing high heels.
Do you know why?
Yeah.
She's a slut.
Oh, man.
That chick, you would love to join the Mile High Club with her.
That's Girlfriend of the Week material right there, my friend.
There was one time I was flying with both kids, the wife and both kids. We're flying back to Boston.
Yeah.
And the kids are acting like assholes, of course. But we're keeping them in their seat. We're trying to keep them occupied, you know?
Yeah.
And my daughter kicks the seat in front, and the lady that she kicks the seat just starts like huffing and puffing.
Yeah.
And like turns around and is like gonna start, and I go, turn around. I go, do you not see us struggling over here? We don't need your bullshit. My dog is just chowing her butthole right now.
Totally. Hey, we have guests.
This is a classy establishment.
Man, you made her feel so bad. Look at her stretching it out. Oh, man. What is in that butt?
Will you get that dog looked at? What are you talking about?
It drags its butt all over the place. I feel bad.
If you could lick your own butt, you'd be doing it right now. Is that right? That's why you're going to yoga.
Right now. I'd love to.
Right now. Yeah, so this broad, what an asshole.
If I was going to lick a butthole, maybe.
There could be worse buttholes to lick.
This guy who took this video had me in mind.
Yes, he did.
He was all butt.
Yeah. He's like, let's just see.
And then yoga pants and high heels?
Yeah.
Come on now.
She was going to Vegas.
Come on now.
You know.
Exactly. And because that's how we roll.
Yeah. She's down for a good time.
JetBlue, give a girl a break.
Yeah.
If you're going to Vegas, you got to expect some of that stuff to go on. You got to expect you're going to spit at a three-year-old.
You know what? Some three-year-olds deserve it. I will always want to spit in my daughter's face.
What are you bringing a three-year-old to Vegas for anyway?
Maybe they live in Vegas.
What is this? Fucking Zach Galifianakis in The Hangover? You know what I mean?
Carlos.
I'm sorry, baby.
yeah, so we're going back to Boston in June for a wedding with both kids. I'm not a fan of flying with the kids.
Really?
Southwest now flies to Hawaii.
Yeah.
And we have some vouchers from our fucking Disney fiasco, and
you got vouchers for that?
A little bit, you know.
The Disney fiasco where the guy threw himself off of like a 3-story thing in the airport.
Yeah, it was more than 3 stories. It was the 10th floor. So
fiasco or entertainment?
I mean, we didn't see him splat, so I wasn't entertained.
What if
I
you
was
saw more him? Aggravated. What would you get if you saw him? What if he fell on you?
Oh.
What if he fell on your bag? Not you. What if he fell on your bag? What if you got fecal matter?
I can't stop. I can't listen to you while my dog's dragging her ass across my carpet.
Your dog does that every week.
I know, but she's extra itchy tonight.
The carpet in TISD South Studios is just
streaks of brown.
Speaking of fecal matter, we have got to get a studio.
I know. I'm going to convert the garage.
Yeah, me too. I've been saying that for a year too. Anyway,
I haven't been saying it for a year.
Episode 41. Do you know that we're closing in on the year?
Man, that's crazy.
That is crazy.
Yeah. We did pretty good. 41 right now.
Yeah.
Do you know?
That's pretty good.
10 shy of one a week.
We're only 10 weeks off.
Yeah.
We're actually probably only be 8 weeks off.
Yeah. That's not bad.
We've been entertaining you folks for a year.
Well, we've been putting out content for a year.
Blasting it. Blasting people in the face with content for a year.
Just swallow all our content.
Eight of you.
Yeah.
Eight of you sort of enjoy it.
Just spraying content all over your tits.
Spray and pray that people will listen.
So
anyway, you're going back to Boston, sorry.
Yeah, and you know, I'm flying with the kids. And you know, it sucks. It sucks for me too. I don't want to be doing it. But you know what? Sometimes you got to do it. So
when the kids get older, it's no problem.
No, but
you need
just
like
saying,
two
like,
or three more years.
When someone is bitchy about a kid on a plane, like a kid shouldn't be flying, fuck you and fuck your mother, because... You know,
I'm already over it. I'm already over it. For whatever reason, hearing a baby cry on a plane is now driving me fucking nuts. I think it's like that sensory overload thing. I start hearing a baby cry, and I just start feeling like somebody fucking put a pillow over that thing's face.
Are you
right
kidding
now?
Me?
You swear to God.
What is wrong with you?
I don't know. I don't know. And I have kids, and I was there.
Yeah.
I'm fucking damaged.
I guess so.
Totally fucking damaged.
Man, I would never
put a pillow over a baby's face? Yes, you would. I saw you do it.
Well, hey, that was a blood pact we made that we would never talk about it again. You know? How else were you going to get famous?
This ain't working.
Kid sacrifices. You know, Alex Jones told me this is the way to do it.
There's baby sacrifices. They're getting the babies and they're taking their organs. And they're making pig babies and they're selling them in a black market. Chimeras. They're making fucking chimeras. Wake up. Alex Jones.
Yeah.
Wouldn't he be a great first interview?
Oh, my God. He lives
good
here.
Grief.
I
know.
Get him.
We should get him.
Yeah.
Who else lives here?
McConaughey.
Did you see that? Who sent that? Was that you or was that 14 Finches who sent that tweet that Jesse James donated money to the GoFundMe to change the name of Dripping Springs to Pound Town?
Let's get my vote.
That's awesome.
Oh my! Imagine that. Like, because I build houses in Dripping Springs, and all these people are spending $500,000 to $800,000
Buku.
On these houses.
Yeah.
And then they're going to have to say they live in Pound Town, Texas.
So what's the background of that? I don't understand that
thing. Someone is trying to get it on the ballot. And for some reason, they need to raise money to do it. So they can get it on the ballot to come to a vote to change the name
to
Pound
Town.
So yeah. I'm taking everyone down to Pound Town.
God damn it. How many 18-year-olds live in that thing?
I know. Yeah, vote, motherfuckers.
Oh.
Yeah.
That reminds me, we stopped for coffee yesterday in this place called Fort Stockton.
Yeah.
And it was like the biggest dot on the map between here and between Austin and Big Bend. And there is nothing. The place is tumbleweeds. It's fucking brutal. Yeah. So we stop in the coffee shop. It was really actually pretty cool. They had a place for bands to play and everything. And these two, you know, hipster kids walk in behind us. And so I start chatting them up while the kids are in the bathroom. And I'm like, hey, what are you doing here? And they're like, well, you know, we're kind of in between places or whatever, or had to be here, something like that. And I said, you had to be here, so you were incarcerated? And the girl goes, pretty much. And she's like, I can't afford to live anywhere else, but I'm saving up money so I can move to Odessa.
Oh, wow.
Odessa, Texas, if you've ever like read the book Friday Night Lights, is based on there, where they have nothing in that town except for football.
Yeah.
This was an upgrade.
Oil fields and,
yeah. And hipster chicks, apparently, because this girl couldn't wait to fucking move back to Odessa.
It's depressing.
The state outside of like the major metropolis, it's horrifyingly just
destitute,
dilapidated. Yeah, like the DQ is the big deal. From towns away, people go to the DQ.
Tell you what, DQ is pretty fucking good.
You like yourself a dude sandwich, do you?
I'll get a fucking Frosty. No, that's not DQ.
Damn it. The missus loves the dude sandwich with that gravy.
Yeah.
It's fucking unholy.
Is it what? Is it like a...
It's not gravy. It's like, it's just a chicken sandwich with this fake fucking... Ugh.
You're
stomach churning. It's not a piece of kale in the place.
I go to yoga now. Yeah. I need kale.
I want a goddamn tree nut.
You want a nut.
I can't believe you're not interested in going to yoga. What's your problem?
Dude, I don't know. I'm not flexible, first of all.
That's the point.
Second
That's
of all,
the whole point.
I will have a raging heart on the whole time looking at yoga butts.
No, you won't. Believe me, it's not like that.
Okay.
Half of those dudes don't even wear revealing shorts.
Yeah, what about the other half?
They're pretty revealing. No, it's...
I want to see some back nut.
No, half the time, you don't even... It's not even like that.
Yeah,
there might be one or two attractive girls in there.
I was joking about that part. I have zero interest in being flexible. And
I'm not, because I was super worried about it. And even to this day, you know, I still worry that maybe I'm going to get a spontaneous Woodster.
It happens, man. Don't be embarrassed. Fucking flaunt that shit.
No.
Like, hey, guess what? Ramadan.
Ramadan. Ramadan ding dong.
Yeah, look what I get.
There's been a couple of times where I had to contain
farts.
Big time.
Oh yeah.
And it was it's all I could do not to try to contain a fart when you're doing downward facing dog.
And have you heard anyone fart?
No.
I would not be able to stop laughing.
I don't know how it doesn't happen.
I would cry laughing if someone farted in yoga.
I've done two SBDs.
Yeah.
And it was just a stink fest.
Yeah.
And I was like, shit.
Everyone knows it's you.
They totally do.
Yeah.
The new guy.
Yeah.
Is burying him. But you would think with the with the appetites on some of these people who do that stuff, it's all roughage.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah,
it's all fruit and roughage.
Yeah, they could be blowing fucking...
Blasting all over the place. Yeah, this shit ain't easy. Some of those classes are fucking hard.
Yeah, I know that.
You know what the best part is, though? You go to the class, and you kind of don't know what you're doing. You kind of do, but you kind of don't. The teacher's basically like a one-on-one. Because the teacher's like, Jesus Christ, this guy's going to fucking kill himself. I gotta come over here and make sure.
I don't think you kill yourself in yoga.
Oh, you can hurt yourself.
No, you can't.
I was doing headstands.
Don't.
I wasn't, but they wanted me to.
Yeah.
She's like, hey, go at your own speed. And then you try to like...
You do it off the wall at least?
Yeah, you start on the wall.
Okay.
Yeah. It's, you put your fucking... I mean, I can't do half that shit, but it's amazing how much better it makes you feel. Yeah. I feel like a real man when I leave there.
That's the weirdest place to feel like a real man is walking out of yoga.
It is.
Yeah. That is... What the fuck is clinkety clanking?
I don't know. Dog is bumping into shit.
It's my dog's tail wagging.
God damn it. More audio problems. This is fucked up. People, we're going to start a GoFundMe.
Yeah.
All we need is like $500.
We're going to change the name to Pound Town.
We're going to do the podcast. Exactly. We'll call this... I think there is a podcast named Pound Town.
Probably. We're going to change it to Dripping Springs.
Dripping Springs.
That's also a sexually provocative name.
Provocative?
Provocative.
Sure fucking is provocative.
Goddamn.
Provocative. Well, in the interest of keeping with the airline theme that we just entirely got off of, there was another woman who was on the Girlfriend of the Week list who flew, I think it was an Iranian?
Plane? Here's the thing. All right, so she gets kicked off because she's wearing a revealing tube top or some bullshit, right?
Yep.
When you're flying in a Muslim country, respect their fucking beliefs and values.
No.
What?
No, no, no.
Are you fucking kidding me?
So do you think a hijab is cool?
No, I didn't say that.
Okay.
Okay.
I don't have any problem with...
When you have a fucking midriff on, you're showing your belly button and your top of your tits in a fucking Arabic country where that shit is totally frowned upon, don't expect them to not kick you off the plane.
100, I'm with you.
Okay.
I'm down. I'm not okay with the shit, but I understand what you're saying, and I'm absolutely right. It's like going through Brooklyn with, like, you know, being like, hey, how many $20 bills do I have? And just, like, walking through, like, counting money. Dumb. So don't be an idiot. Understand where you are, and don't start flashing cash all over the place.
What are you talking about?
Brooklyn.
Brooklyn is fucking Yuppieville rich people now.
I'm sorry, Crooklyn?
Yeah, it used to be Crooklyn. Now it's Yuppvin.
Well, I don't know how you get around, but I'm just telling you.
Oh, I get around. Did dap da da
da da da da. What are you, a jazz guy now?
No. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. That's a Tupac song.
I tell you what, though. Emily O'Connor.
Yeah,
this Irish girl.
She ain't ugly.
She's not terrible, although those pants could use a little upgrade.
You mean...
O'Connor stated she eventually did cover up the crop top. So this girl basically took something called Thomas Cook Airline, which doesn't sound like it's Arabic at all.
No, it's a UK.
It's like going into a store and seeing somebody from the Middle East and his name's Patrick. I'm like, I don't know if your name's Patrick originally.
Yeah.
But, okay.
It's like the telemarketers you get a call from. They're clearly from India and they're like, my name is Robert. It's like, no, it's not.
Hello, Ben?
Like, no. No, don't lie to me.
Thank you for calling Best Buy. My name is Sloan.
Can I help you? Sloan?
Oh, man. There was one time. Just fucking so bad. When I was growing up, I was thinking about this the other day. I think I'm on the spectrum.
Oh.
I swear to God. Because
what's-her-face's husband just came out on the spectrum, right?
Who?
Who the fuck was it? Keep talking, I'll think of it.
I talk to myself all the time, and I hear, like, when I hear people have conversations, I repeat the conversation, and I repeat it, like, mouth it over and over again so I can get it down exactly how they said it in my mind. I do it all the fucking time.
Like, who are you talking about? Like, at work or what? Like,
no, like, even in movies. Like, if I hear something in movies, something will trigger, and I'll just continue to, like, repeat it over and over and over
again. Maybe you're OCD about something. I don't know.
I don't think that's OCD. Like, there's, like, the Daniel Day-Lewis.
Yeah?
The other day, for whatever reason, I started thinking about Daniel Day-Lewis.
I thought you were going to compare yourself to him.
I'm not committed. In There Will Be Blood. When he starts talking about the milkshake thing.
Yeah.
And he's like, Eli, you have a milkshake. I have a milkshake. And I just kept going over in my head over and over and over again. And just mouthing it to myself. To the point where someone's like, are you talking to yourself again?
Someone actually said that to you?
Mm-hmm. Are you talking to yourself again?
Amy Schumer came out and said that her husband is on the autism spectrum, that he suffers from autism, but they call it autism spectrum disorder. What the fuck was that? I thought you almost threw up.
Autism spectrum disorder?
Yeah.
See, I just think I'm just a fucking weirdo.
Yeah. Some people are weirdos.
I'm just a weirdo.
Yeah. I wouldn't. Why do we have to label everything nowadays?
It's like autistic, on the spectrum, like people that we know who are clearly tics and all kinds of stuff like that. And then other people like me who are just fucking weird.
Yeah. I wouldn't even put you.
You had any idea the amount of times like I repeat shit in my head and have conversations with myself, you'd be fucking
horrified.
You'd be all over me.
I'd be kissing you so
Schumer
hard.
Would be all over me.
Yeah. Hard fucking pass.
Come on. She's pregnant.
Yeah.
This is the 9 months where you could get in on that.
Pregnant ladies. You
this
look
is the 9 months.
Billy Likey.
I don't know. She's got some chubby cheeks.
Yeah, she has terrible complexion, too.
Schumer, call me.
Is that a weird thing?
Reach out, baby. Yeah. Reach out.
Reach out and touch me on my testicles.
Reach out. This kid will give you 20 seconds of conversation, followed by 3 seconds of, I'm so sorry.
And then 45 minutes of just pure weeping. Just fucking bawling.
Of high fives interspersed with just head buried in pillow.
Yeah.
No.
Oh, the head buried in pillow is going to happen as well. Ass up, face in the pillow.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
So what?
Corkscrew me. So, what happened?
I don't know. It sounded like I was clinking somebody. Hey, corkscrew me.
Yeah.
What is corkscrewing?
Obviously, it's a cheers to you. You use like clinking glasses.
Yes. Give me some of that.
I don't know. I just figured you with your ass in the air and her just like, just with a butt plug that's like a screwed, you just screw it into your butthole.
You know what the problem is? You are so afraid of your own sexuality that you can't stand it. That I'm okay with being corkscrewed.
No.
I'm not okay with being corkscrewed.
Please.
That I once... Can we deconstruct this for the last fucking time?
Okay,
and then maybe just leave it alone?
Sure, yeah.
Do you like touching fake boobs?
I've never touched fake boobs.
I know, you're such a puss. Okay, people do.
Okay.
People, I don't want to say they prefer it.
No one would prefer it over a real boob.
But they're like, hey, listen, something's better than nothing. Wouldn't you like to see what it feels like for a fake vagina?
No. I wouldn't.
Yes, you would. How could you not?
How could you not believe me when I say, nah, I'm good?
Why would you not?
Why would I? When a real one is the best thing
you
ever.
All right.
Listen, you gotta.
In general, we're sitting around driving Fords and Civics, all kinds of shit like that. And someone says, hey, I just made you a Lamborghini.
pass. I don't want a fucking Lamborghini.
You don't want to drive a Lamborghini once? One time.
Nope.
Bullshit.
Nope.
Bullshit.
Nope.
How could you not? You don't. If someone said, hey, here are some keys to a Lamborghini.
Nope.
You would not drive a Lambo.
Nope.
You fucking liar. You're a liar.
Why would I lie? I have fuck cars. Fuck a Lamborghini. Fuck a fake vagina. You want to fuck a fake vagina. I don't care.
I'm curious like a cat. That's why my friends call me Mittens. I forget where I heard that from. That's not why they call you Mittens. That's the greatest line ever.
No. They call you Mittens because...
because my dick fits in a mitten.
Baby mitten.
No finger mittens. You're out of your mind. Come on.
Dude.
8 listeners, get my back on this. Even you ladies. Wouldn't you like to see what a fake vagina looks like?
Listen.
Feels like.
A fake vagina...
I'm not saying you gotta like I'm bring going a can to of do
Crisco
it.
And you gotta...
it's no, you so, don't.
Yes, you do.
Slap some... a can of Crisco.
Okay, what else are you gonna use?
Slap a little bit of Dr. Owley's, you know, vagina lube.
A couple squirts of Pam. You're good to go.
The regular stuff you would use with a vagina that didn't want to have sex with you.
I've never come across one.
I've come across plenty.
This guy.
Plenty.
265 pounds of pure steel and sex appeal.
No way. Slap some Kerrygold butter on that thing and slide her on in.
We have like 8 sticks of Kerrygold butter in my refrigerator right now.
Exactly. Oh, yeah. And you don't want a fake vagina. Right. Please.
It really.
I'm mystified.
I don't know.
I just think you don't want to admit it. You know what the problem with this podcast is? I admit fucking everything.
What are you talking about?
Everything. I'm an open book, and you're a fucking leaflet. That's your problem.
Do you know what? But my leaflet is packed full of fucking gold.
My open
it's
book...
a gold leaf.
...is a leaflet. Kid's book.
Yeah. It's a fucking...
it's where the wild things are.
Yeah.
Roar.
Speaking of roar...
yeah.
I got nothing. It was a weird tangent you took us on.
Yep. On fake vaginas, crop tops.
You are so into it. It's unbelievable.
I just want to see what it looks like.
And feels like. And tastes like.
Harumph. Yes.
Have a relationship
with
it.
No, I don't know. No, not taste like. Yeah, I'm not going to. Well.
Yeah, you would. I don't understand why. Because it's just the head of the dick on top.
Wait, whoa, whoa. Wait a second.
It's just the head of the dick on top.
Here it is.
It is a fat mushroom. That you gotta lick.
So is a regular clitoris.
A fat mushroom? Really?
No, they chop it up, dude. No, they mince didn't. That thing.
No, they don't.
They just stick the head on with super glue. Is that what you're telling me?
No.
They super glue a dick head on. Gorilla. Well, it's gonna stay.
Yeah.
They're not. Come on. You know what we need to do is have a plastic surgeon on who will tell us. This whole fucking thing just fell apart.
This podcast, you mean, or the microphone stand that you're holding in your hand instead of
the whole podcast just fell apart. This is honesty here. You're hearing from the heart. I want to see a big vagina.
Please, God.
Oh, man. On that note, sir, it's been fun. It's been real. It's been dumb.
It's been so dumb.
This is so dumb.
You're so dumb.
So horny.
Touch me.
You guys are so dumb.
What you just said is one of the most insanely idiotic things I have ever heard. At no point in your rambling, incoherent response were you even close to anything that could be considered a rational thought. Everyone in this room is now dumber for having listened to it.